Well, it's a pleasure, week in and week out, to feature great youth on our Youth Express segment. And we try about once a month, we've been doing it for 10 plus years, to talk with representatives from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And today we have Kayla, who is a member of the staff at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We'll talk with her in a moment. We also have India Vereen and her little sister, Messiah Roberts. And I'll say hello to you first, Messiah. How are you?
I'm good.
Did I get your name right?
Yes.
All right. How old are you?
15.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
And do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Yeah. To my best friend, Talia. I love you. And my sisters. And my mommy.
What are your sisters' names?
Terea and Justice.
How do you spell Justice?
J-U-S-T-I-C-E.
Because I have a nephew whose name is Justice, and he spells it J-U-S-T-U-S. He had a single mom, and they named it him Just Us for Just Us. And I've always loved the way they named Justice. He's a fine young man now in college. Down south. Your big sister is here too, and that would be India Vereen. Hello.
Hello.
So tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I am from New Kensington, PA. Right now I'm a practicing attorney. I work downtown. Pretty much just work and hang out with Messiah.
I focused on Justice for all the right reasons.
I know.
What's your practice area?
So I primarily do corporate services, financial services, a little bit of real estate transactions. So a little bit of everything.
Messiah, have you ever been over to see where India works, what it's like there?
No.
You're welcome. Actually, April 26th, let's take your daughter slash big little sister slash anyone I want to bring to work day. So you can come.
So how long have you two been with each other matched?
Like, we've been matched since 2016, right as Messiah was starting ninth grade.
Wow. So you're starting, or you're finishing up 11th?
No, 10th.
10th right now. I see you've got a Westminster College shirt on. Where did that come from?
I went and I visited yesterday.
Oh, cool. How do you like it?
It was nice. It's small.
It is kind of small. It was probably cold there yesterday, too.
It was kind of warm a little.
Oh, well, that's excellent. So what do you two, well, first of all, what was it like when you first met? Do you remember getting matched for the first time?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go to the after school.
She told me right up front she was going to stand me up. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going to come.
But, wow.
But she was glad she did at the end of it. So yeah. I'm glad she was happy.
Well, I think it takes a lot of courage to do it. Were you thinking that you might not?
Yeah, I didn't know, like, what she was going to like, what we were going to do. And it was going to be weird. I thought it was going to be weird.
It is pretty weird. It's kind of like a blind date. Let me turn to Kayla. It's Kayla Cater.
Kadar, yes.
Kadar, you, what is your role at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Sure. I'm a Mentor 2.0 specialist, so I work with mentees and mentors at Brashear High School, specifically in the 10th grade cohort.
Okay, so you two are part of that program. You see each other, is it every 2 weeks?
So they see each other once a month at an organized event after school, but they write to each other at least once a week. And Endy and Messiah have been matched for a year and now can see each other twice a month.
That's excellent. This is a brand new way to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, with kind of taking advantage of digital technology. It's also good for people who I suspect are very busy, like India is an attorney. So what do you do when you get together? Are there some especially fun things that have stuck out from your activities?
The first time we were able to see each other outside of school, we went to Urban Air, and it was really fun. And then we went out to eat, and I like to eat.
I found it's very good, but most people I've met eat.
Yeah.
What's Urban Air?
It's a trampoline park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was out of breath, but it was really fun.
I'm curious about you, India. Was that something?
I also was out of breath.
Yeah, I would definitely be out of breath.
It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of kids there, so I think we were some of the older people there, but we held our own.
That's great. Where did you go out to eat afterwards?
We went to Houlihan's. We had huge cheeseburgers and fries and lots of appetizers.
Yeah. We had like 3 appetizers before our food came.
We were stuffed.
You were probably really hungry after doing all that, too. It's a good thing you didn't reverse the activities.
Oh, I know. We would
you know,
be in
you
a
go
ball
to
pit
eat and then
sleeping.
Jumping up and down afterwards. This is kind of a weird question, Messiah, but like, what kind of difference has it made to you to have India around?
It's easier to like, you know, have someone to talk to about college and like, just because she's older, so she knows things that I don't know, and then like, she's open-minded, so it helps.
Easy to talk to?
About anything, like about school, like, you know, about young stuff, because you can't talk to older kids, like older adults, about stuff that goes on, so it's easier for me to talk to her about that kind of stuff.
That's great. And India, how about for you? I neglected to ask you if you have any kids.
No, Messiah is my only childlike child slash little sister.
Yeah. What difference has it made for you to have her in your life?
I think she has really opened my eyes to having more balance in my life and being open. So before I got involved in the program, I just was, you know, work, home, work, home, work, home. But meeting Messiah has really given me the opportunity to do more and give back. But at the same time, it's more natural because I feel like she has been my little sister forever. So it's like a natural fit.
Was it hard for you to make the decision to get involved? Is it something you sort of vacillated about? Because you both, you know, Messiah was going to stand you up. I'm sure you wouldn't have stood her up, but did it take a while for you to have the courage to commit to the program?
It did. Actually, one of my good friends is already involved in the program, and she had been for a few years saying you should get involved in the program, but I was concerned that I, you know, wouldn't have the time to devote to it to really do it 100%. So what I like about the Mentor 2.0 program is that it allowed me to participate still fully, but still be as engaged as I needed to be in my job. So I can email and we can talk about school and life and work via the online platform. And then once a month, get to know each other a little bit better at the monthly events. So I think it was a good way for me to ease into the program. And then a year in, we can now hang out additionally.
That's great. Messiah, what do you like to do? Just not necessarily with India, but just generally speaking, hobbies or special interests?
Well, I usually watch TV because it's cold out. But when it's warm, I get to put my seeds in for my garden this weekend. So I'm excited about that.
Nice. Yeah, what are you going to plant?
I can't start my tomatoes yet. But I'm going to start my cucumbers, my collard greens. I think I'm doing zucchini and lettuce.
Can you prepare some basil for me?
Oh, yeah. Basil. Yes. I forgot about basil. Yeah, I got basil too.
So it sounds, do you like to cook?
I do like to cook. I rarely cook, but I love to cook.
I like to have cooked. Right. I don't like to clean up. The basil's great for cooking. How did you get into gardening?
Well, there's this lady named Ms. Debbie, and I went to her after school program. It's called His Place. It's on the north side. And, like, I did a summer program, and we were gardening, and it was fun. It's hard, but it's fun.
It is hard, and there's a lot of science and a lot of you really have to be reliable with your plants. Have you thought about, you mentioned you went to Westminster yesterday. Have you thought about a college or what you might want to do after you graduate?
Well, I don't know what college I want to go to. Well, I do. I want to go to UCLA, but that's really far. but I want to major in computer science, and they have a really good program.
Excellent. Do you code now? Or?
Yeah, I code at Google every other Monday.
That's fantastic. What are you, can you tell us about something you've created?
I didn't create anything yet, but me and my friends were starting a website. We don't know what it's going to be yet because I'm the only girl and they want to do a sports one, and I don't like sports. I don't want to do that. So
I think I'm not a huge sports fan either. My life doesn't revolve around it like some people's does. Maybe you could do a gardening one or one for Big Brothers,
Big
Sisters.
They would laugh at me if I said that.
That's okay.
That would be fine. What if, or you could do one for law, maybe.
We can do a joint website.
Yeah.
Gardening and the law.
So at Brashear, where you're from, there's other kids that are involved in this program too, right? Not just you, in the mentoring program, I mean.
Yeah.
And do they feel pretty much the same way in terms of how it's impacted them? You may not know. I don't know if you get a chance to talk to each other about that.
I know that my best friend, I know that she likes her mentor a lot. But, like, they don't get to see each other a lot because she always has plans and stuff. So they only get the email because she can't make it. But everyone that I know of, they like it. So... But I think I like my mentor more than everyone.
Well, that must be because you have a great mentor, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual.
Definitely.
Do you have anything else, Kayla, that you would like to add about the program in general and how it works?
Sure. So this is our first year that we're going to have a graduating cohort. So we're in all four grades, and we're going to be taking on 120 new mentees next year. So we're looking for 120 more mentors. So usually we're looking for about 50-50 men and women. So if anybody is interested in mentoring, it's pretty easy commitment, but it is it's impactful. So it's just, again, messaging once a week and then meeting once a month in person.
Well, and how can people get in touch if they would like to do that with you?
Absolutely. So you can email anyone at Big Brothers Big Sisters. There's also a website, bbbspgh.imentor.org, where you can sign up specifically for Mentor 2.0.
So it's BBBH?
BBBS.
Or BBP.
PGH.
BBBS. PGH.
imentor.org.
Yes. And I have some gifts for both of you. We have
Thank you. Radio
broadcasting patch.
Thank you.
Now in new iron-on format, although you could sew it on too. And we also have a pass to the Children's Museum, which admits up to four. Now, you're getting a little old for the Children's Museum, maybe.
Never,
but I was going to say there's a water play area. Make Shop gives you a chance to make things. There's a 3D printer, electronics, sewing, other things. And you can go whenever you would like and with whoever you would like. But, you know, it's our pleasure to be able to offer that to you. You can put it on eBay, see what you can get for it. No, don't do that. They'll yell at me. It's really been great to have you here. I know just by looking at you that you're going to be successful at whatever you plan on doing. You just have that look.
Thank you.
So congratulations. Maybe we'll see you out of Brashear sometime soon. We are there for after school and also for some advocacy programs with kids. Anything else that any of you would like to say?
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. A great time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. And you can learn more about all of the programs at Big Brothers Big Sisters by going to their website at bbbspgh.org.